My name is Karen Cahill. I'm the Marketing Communications Specialist for the Cranberry Marketing Committee.
Tis the season where more cranberries do appear on our tables during the holidays. As far as the 2018 growing season, Karen, what are some of our major regions that these cranberries are coming from, and maybe some of the issues or other things that they've been dealing with this season?
So the majority of the cranberries this year, as with most years, are going to be coming out of Wisconsin. They do produce the lion's share of the U.S. crop. This year is going to be a good year, more similar to 2 years ago. They are projecting, I think, around 9 million barrels. Last year it was lower due to weather concerns, but as far as we know this year, the crop has been, it's going to be larger. The weather has been really good. They had a great spring and summer. There was a little bit of issue with coloring. They need the weather to be just so right before they harvest to get the color right. But it's going to be a good year. And Wisconsin is the major producer, with Massachusetts is the next largest group. And then Oregon, Washington State, and New Jersey are also major producers.
Coming out of those cranberry bogs, what percent goes to the fresh, what we might see at the holidays now, versus what might be used in a processed product?
So fresh, the percentage of fresh in the industry is about 5%. It is pretty low. There's a pretty small window relative to other crops. There's a small window to get fresh. So, of course, we're going to encourage you to get it now. Now is the time. It's usually September, October, November, maybe as late as January you can get fresh in stores. We certainly encourage folks to buy up your bags now and just throw them right into the freezer to use throughout the year. They'll last for a year. You don't have to do anything to them. Just you can put them right in their original packaging. So that's the fresh side of things.
There have been a lot of cranberries on the market, and it's kind of caused a new marketing scenario for farmers. Can you share a little bit more about what's been happening?
We are in an oversupply situation, so you know the supply has outgrown the demand for the last few years. Cranberries are a unique crop in that you can plant and it will take several years to get that maximum output. So folks that planted 3 to 5 years ago are now seeing bigger and bigger returns as their crop becomes mature. So, you know, we continue to work on expanding markets, especially internationally. We had domestic promotion, but we really have a focus on international markets to just continue to drive that demand. We are doing things on the regulation side to keep the supply in check, but we're also heavily focused on increasing that demand.
This year, USDA has issued a rule that would limit what can be sold this season. Can you expand a little bit more on that?
Our committee just voted to have volume regulation for the last 2 years. So we had a handler withhold in 2017 and a producer allotment in 2018. It's just one of the methods that we have as a commodity group, as a marketing order, that we can use to keep supply and demand in check.
Tariffs have been impacting a lot of different commodities in the U.S. As far as this current trade environment, how is that impacting cranberries?
We are a commodity group that has been impacted. We won't really know the full extent of it until, you know, a few months into the sales season. You know, really what we can say here is just that we support free trade and we hope that things get, you know, worked out in a timely manner.
Looking ahead to 2019, anything that the industry will be doing to help regulate that supply and find better markets for farmers?
We are just, like I said, we are always focused on expanding those international markets. We have some interesting, you know, we're looking at new markets, trying to expand our markets like China and India, the ones that are showing the greatest potential for growth. So we are looking to do new activities there, definitely highlighting health benefits of cranberries, different ways to utilize them throughout the year. So we have a significant focus on that international program.
The U.S. remains producer of cranberries. Who else globally is competing with us on the international market?
Canada produces a significant amount of cranberries, while Wisconsin is the worldwide leader. There is a Canadian province that is number two, and then Massachusetts sneaks in there at number three. There's also production in Chile, but not nearly to the scale of the U.S. or Canada.
Karen, any other comments to wrap us up with, looking at 2018 and maybe the year ahead?
You know, the farmers are always, on the growing level, the farmers are always looking for innovative ways to be more efficient. I think the cranberry industry is one of the most sustainable growing industries out there, and they have been long since that was a buzzword. They've been caring for the environment around their crops, so it's definitely something that they continue to like expand and innovate. That's pretty much it. Really, our big focus is international, and just really driving that demand.